morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 24th of September. Yesterday was a day when increased macro uncertainty was added into the financial markets, because who doesn't enjoy a little macro uncertainty? US President Trump made several remarks touching on geopolitical issues, in particular, appearing to change the emphasis on the Russia-Ukraine war and suggesting that Russian jets violating NATO airspace should be shot down. This added a little to the oil price, but the reaction has been muted as investors are wary of overreacting to individual statements from Trump. US Federal Reserve Chair Powell's trip to Rhode Island led to more noteworthy uncertainty, with the Fed chair deliberately downplaying the idea that US rate cuts were on autopilot. Powell highlighted what everyone knows: inflation risks are skewed higher and unemployment risks are skewed higher as well. But highlighting the point is a shift from the assumption that unemployment definitely outweighs inflation in Fed deliberations at the moment. Assorted other Fed speakers tended to be more definite in which side of the inflation-employment divide they land. Unfortunately, they weren't consistent amongst themselves. The Fed is likely to keep cutting. The full force of inflation will not be felt until next year, but much of the inflation is beyond the Fed's ability to influence. The signals of the labour market and indications of companies unwilling to act, given an uncertain outlook, suggest that rate cuts will be the dominant strategy. Argentinian President Milei got a reassurance from Trump that Argentina does not need a bailout and endorsement for their second term bid. They did not, however, appear to get any cash. The World Bank and the IADB said that they would send Argentina money already pledged. The result of all of this has been a rally in Argentine assets, as the idea of US taxpayers' money being sent south has not been ruled out, and other funds are arriving more quickly. Overall, this is an instance of verbal support to try and influence sentiment. The question for investors, as in all such situations, is whether the recent flurry of weakness is sentiment-driven or a fundamental-driven problem. Verbal intervention can help with the former, but tends to do very little with regard to the latter. On the calendar today, there is the German IFO survey, another sentiment poll, although one that does appear to have a somewhat higher response rate than some survey evidence that's available. There is some US housing-related data, but for the most part, markets are going to be digesting policy uncertainty over the course of today. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.